Well, good evening to all of you on the conference call and my family here, because we're all here together in our house. It's a great joy to share the word. Very thankful that Daniel asked me to share with you this evening. I'm going to talk about praying a little bit. And praying to God is one of the believer's great joys. God loves talking to his saints. Asking and making requests for things that you need is one of the reasons, it's not the only reason, the main reason that we talk to God is because we love his fellowship and he loves ours. But be that as it may, one of the reasons that we engage with God in prayer, let me rephrase that. Asking and making requests for things that you need is one of the reasons that we engage with God in prayer. So I wanted to look at just a few, and there's very few. There's a lot more you can look up in your concordance or your Bible. Maybe your Bible has a concordance in the back, and you can look up some of these verses later or some more. But I like to look at some of the things that Jesus Christ, during his earthly ministry, said about asking. So our first stop will be in Matthew 18. So if you got a Bible or if you got a phone, however you use it, it's Matthew 18. We'll start in verse 18. And this is Jesus talking to his disciples. And he says, "Verily," and we're getting right in the middle of this, and he said, "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Verse 19, "Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." And that's a great lever of prayer, is praying together with two or three. Great lever of prayer. Great lever of prayer. Go to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. And we'll look in Matthew 21, verse 21. "Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed." Have you ever tried talking to a mountain, telling it to get out of the way? "Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done." And verse 22 says, "All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Well, what kind of believing does it take to move a mountain? I don't know. I've never been able to move a mountain, but perhaps that's a little figure of speech there. "But all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Just like, boy, if you had believing to remove the mountain, whew, you'd have power, wouldn't you? Well, that's what you can have. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 7. We'll go back to Matthew chapter 7. And verse 7. says, ask. Jesus is talking again. You ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that openeth, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? So you can ask him just about, it seems to me like you can ask him just about anything you want. But you have to ask. Let's go to Luke, Let's go to Luke, chapter 11. And I think you'll see something along the same lines. A little different at the ending, though. Luke, chapter 11. Verse 5. And he said unto them, Jesus said unto them, he's talking to his disciples again, and he said unto them, which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give them. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, and you might say his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Because that guy is not going to give up until he gets what he asked for. And I say unto you, ask. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that openeth, it shall be opened. If the Son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a fish? Or, did I say that right? Or if a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father give unto the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now he said in Luke, it says the Holy Spirit. Right? Did I say that right? Yeah, Luke, it says the Holy Spirit. Back in Matthew, it said good things. So, real interesting how he how that was changed there. In one place, he said good, the Father will give you good things to them that ask him. And in this verse, it says the Father will give. The Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. Well, we all have Holy Spirit, but back then they didn't have it. So what a tremendous truth, though. Pretty cool. John 14. John 14. Verse 13. Jesus talking again. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's what it says. Whatsoever you shall ask anything in Jesus' name, it's going to get done. I will do it. Excuse me. Matthew, go to Matthew. Back to Matthew. Back to Matthew. 15. And starting, we'll go to verse 4. Matthew. Okay. I must have opened this down here. Oh, hang on a minute. I'm going to get that wrong. Oh, got it wrong. My bad. I copied it down. Copied it down wrong. Bad verse. Let's go to John 15. John 15. That's probably what I wanted. John 15. John 15. Verse, yeah, this is good. John 15, verse 4. Jesus is talking to his disciples once again. He says, verse 4, he says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Without me, you can do nothing. And isn't that the truth? I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. I like reading that verse in school. If any man, verse 6 says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7 says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Verse 8 says, herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Well, we live in a different administration, but the same would apply to us. God wants us to abound in fruit in our prayer life. He wants to answer our prayers. But says you got to abide in the vine. If you're not abiding in the vine, you're not going to get your prayers answered. But if you're abiding in Christ, his word abides in you, you're going to get what you want. So, how wonderful that is. And if you can't abide in the vine, if you ain't working the word, it's pretty hard, huh? John 16, verse 21. Verse 21. A woman, and this is Jesus talking again, and a woman, when she is in labor, or when she is in travail, has sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. Verse 22. And you now, therefore, have sorrow. But I will see you again. Oh, Jesus is talking to his disciples he's getting close to going through his death and his crucifixion, and he's going to be separated from them for a while. So he's telling them he's got to go. Verse 22, and you now, therefore, have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Verse 24. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask, ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Jesus says, ask, ask. And he wants you to be filled with great joy from answered prayer. I'm going to go one more verse. This is not in the epistle. This is not in the Gospels. This is in the epistles. Go to Ephesians chapter 3. This will be my last verse. Ephesians. Chapter 3, you're probably already there. Let's start in verse 14. For this cause, this is my last section here. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. And verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without, amen. World without end, amen. And back to verse 20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding, that's talking about God, able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Well, how big can you ask? How big can you think? I can think pretty big. But God says in verse 20, he can do exceeding abundantly. It's not just abundantly. He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Isn't that phenomenal? He can do exceed. So I guess you better start thinking bigger. Maybe asking bigger. Because he said he can do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Isn't that tremendous? So going back, we went through a few verses where Jesus Christ talks about asking, and it seems to me that as we went through here, through there, it gets bigger and bigger, and as you get to the New Testament, where we're at now, and we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, we can ask big, we can think big, and we can expect big, because God is a big God, and he has exhorted us in his word to keep asking, keep praying, keep believing, and we're going to have a very, very rich life. And that's what I'd like to share this evening. So, my Father, thank you for your great word. Thank you that we are members of your family. And we have some great, wonderful things that you say in your word about prayer. And especially the one that I really liked is the one I ended with, is that we can think big, we can ask big, and it sure seems like we can expect big, says you can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So in the days ahead, Father, I'm going to concentrate more on thinking bigger in my prayer life, asking bigger in my prayer life, and maybe even praising you. Maybe that's not a maybe. I'm going to praise you bigger in my prayer life. So I love you, God, and I thank you for this opportunity to have shared your word with your people. In Christ's name, I pray. Amen.